קטע מספר 19 מתוך בעל הסולם, אהבת השם ואהבת הבריות.
Excerpt number 19. This is from The Love of God and The Love of Man of Baal HaSulam. When one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker. This is what Hillel HaNasi assumed, that love thy friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to man. We should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before his eyes. He knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. For this reason, he does not define the goal as, "And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might." For indeed, they are one and the same, since he should also love his friend with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, as this is the meaning of the words, as yourself. He certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might, and with the Creator. And with the Creator he may deceive oneself, but with his... Moving on to excerpt number 20. This is from Rabash, letter 34. And they shall all become one society. In that state it will be easier to do your will wholeheartedly. This is so because while there is not just one society, it is difficult to work wholeheartedly. Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanchuma, "You stand today, as the day at times shines and at times darkens, so it is with you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you. As it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light." When you are all one society, as it is written, "Alive, every one of you, this day." Usually, if someone takes a pile of branches, can he break them all at once? But if taken one at a time, even a baby can break them. Similarly, you find that Israel will not be redeemed until they are all one society. As it is said, "In those days, and at that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the sons of Judah together. Thus, when they are united, they receive the face of divinity." I brought the words of the sages so that you see that the matter of love of friends is not a matter of chassidism, but it's the word of our sages who saw how urgent the unity of hearts is required to be as one unit in order to receive.
Item number 21 from Ramchal, Drushei, the ornaments of the bride. "You are all beautiful, my bride. Let everything that has breath praise the Creator. In order to be perfected, it is necessary for all the souls to be united in her and become one in her. Then divinity will shine in a great correction, and then a beautiful bride is my beloved, and no flaw remains in her because of the power of Arvut. One corrects for the other, and thus all are corrected."
ולכי קטע מספר 22 מליקוטי הלכות חושן משפט הלכות ערב אות למד.
Item 22, ליקוטי הלכות חושן משפט הלכות ערב 30. It's impossible to observe Torah mitzvot except through ערבות, when each becomes responsible for his friend, since the essence of observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. Therefore, anyone who wants to take upon himself the burden of Torah and mitzvot should be included in the whole of Israel with great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they certainly became responsible for one another. Since as soon as they want to receive the Torah, they must all be included as one, together, in order to be incorporated in the desire. And then, at that time, each will certainly be responsible for his friend, because all are important as one. Precisely by each being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity, precisely by this, they can observe the Torah. Without it, it would be utterly impossible to observe the Torah. Since the essence of love and unity is in the desire, by the unity where they are all considered as one. It turns out that specifically by the Arvut, which is the matter of them all being considered as one, by that specifically is the essence of the observance of the Torah. Because the essence of unity is in the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of form between them, and they are all included in one desire. By this, they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the end goal of unity. Onwards.
Excerpt number 23. This is excerpt number 23 from Not the Time for the Livestock to be Gathered. When the power of one part is missing, it causes weakness in the whole level. This is the meaning of an individual that requires a collective, and anything that was in the collective and has departed the collective does not testify to itself, but departed in order to testify to the entire collective. This is the meaning of the allegory in the Zohar about the two who boarded a boat, and one was drilling under him. His friend admonished him, "Why are you drilling?" And that fool replied, "Why should you care? I'm drilling under me." But indeed, the individual spoils the beauty of the entire image.
Arm in the unification.
Am bnei Israel, tov lahem shiyu ne'echadim.
Excerpt 24. The people of Israel, it's good for them to be always unified in a single unit, group. And then, even those that are lower in their degree, help their friends be sanctified in greater sanctity and greater attainment, so that the upper one needs the lower one, and the lower one needs the upper one. Likewise, you shall always be unified in a single unit, and then there will be unity in your root as well. And this is, you are a remedy for me, or a unique nation for me, and both in the upper world.
Let's continue onwards.
Excerpt number 25. This is from the fruit of the tree of life. We should say in plural, "We have sinned," not "I have sinned." The reason is that all of Israel are a single body, and every one of Israel is a single organ. For this is the arvut, that a person is a guarantor for whether his friend will sin. Therefore, even though that iniquity is not in him, he is still worthy of confessing for it, because when his friend did it, it's as though he did it himself. That's why it should be said in the plural form. Even if a person confesses in his house individually, saying that he sinned, it is still considered that we have done it, meaning he and I sinned together due